I don't think it's any surprise. I think they kind of showed their hand, meaning the legislative branch, that they weren't going to support this plan from the governor to increase the gas tax. You know, but with that being said, I think I'm optimistic because I think everybody knows to fix roads, we need to fix the funding. What does that mean? They need to find more money. And so, this $100 million they're talking about, we're thankful we're going to get it, but it's probably about $4 million from Macomb County. And that gets me two lanes, two miles of a one-lane road. So really, it's woefully inadequate by any standard. So with that being said, I'm optimistic that they realize there is a problem. It is the number one problem in Southeast Michigan, not just Macomb County, is funding roads so that we can fix them. So I got to believe they're going to come up with another plan. And unfortunately, for those that don't like to raise taxes because they want to get reelected, they're going to have to find some way of increasing revenues. And that, you know, somehow, some way is an indicator that you're raising taxes. And I think we all know that, unfortunately, sometimes you have to do that to pay for things that need to be fixed. And that's going to have to happen to some extent. And I'll support whatever they do as long as it's real money coming in to fix the real problem, and that's our road.
Yeah, I don't, but a lot of people, as you mentioned, didn't like this 45-cent increase.
Yeah, that's easy not to like something, okay? But the question is, then what's the alternative? And unfortunately, we're doing two things. We're admiring the problem, meaning, you know, when you hear elected officials continue to say, our roads are bad, they're terrible, we need to do something, can't just use the pet potholes. Okay, you're continuing to admire a problem. We know we can fix them, but we have to fix the other issue. And unfortunately, we're admiring solutions. So we're talking about, we talk about gas tax, they'll talk about sales tax. We've talked about, the one proposal that failed miserably. Everything from, switching Act 51 or keeping vehicle registration. All these solutions we've talked about for decades, and they're still on the table, but they got to pick one and move forward with it that's going to bring in real money. So we can't continue to admire the problem. We know what the problem is, and we can't continue to admire solutions. They've all been, laid out there and recycled many a time. So we're going to have to figure out how do we, pick one. And fortunately, the past governor, that being Snyder, and the current governor, that being Whitmer, both know the problem, and they're both willing to accept solutions. But unfortunately, they realize the solution is new money, and you got to have the support of a legislative branch that's willing to not only recognize the problem, but come up with the solution. And so we're waiting on that. Otherwise, we're going to continue to fall behind on the roads and the problems that we're seeing right now.
And we have a little leeway because we're talking about 2020, right?
It's interesting. I'll sum it up this way. Right now, Macomb County, I have a over $1.2 billion need today to fix my roads that are my responsibility from the Department of Roads. $1.2 billion need today. With that need, I get about $60 million a year or will get in 2021. So do the math. With 2021 monies that's being promised of $60 million a year for fixing roads, in a $1.2 billion problem today, it'll take me 20 years to fix today's problems with promised money from 2021. You can't do it.
Right. What about sin taxes? I guess there never seems to be stomach for entertainment taxes, but could tax, come up with a lottery game for potholes or tax casino winnings.
I'm no longer going to prescribe what they should do because we've talked about this. Everything you said and some has already been talked about. They talk about, let's go up to the catastrophic fund. Let's talk about lottery. Let's figure out what do we do with gas tax. Let's figure out if we can do some vehicle registration and keep them. Change Act 51. Every solution, everything you're talking about is a solution that continues to be admired. They know everything you're talking about is recycled. And unfortunately, anytime you get a hold of a legislator, they then bring one of those up again, and then you ask the same question to somebody like me. Well, what about if they did this? Then do it. I'll support them. They just got to finally do something that brings in new revenue. So whatever it is they're going to talk about that brings in new revenue, I will support the legislative branch wholeheartedly, whatever that solution is, but it better be one that really brings new money into Macomb County to the extent. Otherwise, I can't applaud the effort. So in other words, this one 130-some million that might be coming into the budget, that goes through Act 51. By the time it trickles down to Macomb County and the money I get out of it is, like I say, about $4 million. And at a cost of over $2 million, over $2 million a lane mile, that gives me two lanes of roadway in Macomb County. It does nothing for me. So, do I want to accept the money because I'm going to fix 2 miles of a one-lane road? Yeah, okay, thank you.
But unfortunately, people don't see these roads getting fixed, and they're upset about it. And the reality is there isn't a roadway in the state of Michigan that we can't fix if we have the funding to fix it. And if they want to say it's in the budget, well, I reflect back. The legislature, once again, was controlled by the Republican and the Senate and the House and the governor. So if there was a chance of finding it in the budget, you'd have thought they would have done it then.
Right.
So quit this partisan stuff. Quit the partisan bickering or trying to blame somebody for the problem. I think what the real issue is, we need to go back to longer terms for elected officials in our House and our Senate and get rid of term limits. Because I think most of them are afraid to make a decision because they're worried about being reelected. Because if they raise taxes, somebody's going to use that against them in an election bid. So this whole thing has really gotten worse, I think, as far as making the right decision based on the information you know, even though you know there's going to be critics out there, because you're the responsible ones on behalf of the public to have all the right information to make an intelligent decision on their behalf, even if we know it's going to be something that they may be criticizing or they may be critical of because it's going to cost more. We know it's going to cost more money to fix roads, and it costs more today than it did 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, decades ago. And yet we're still falling further and further behind. So the 45 cents on behalf of the governor, that was decades in the making. If they would have done the right thing in the legislature all along, maybe raised it 2 cents, 5 cents, 6 cents, maybe every 2, 3, 4, 5 years or whatever, somebody would have done that, we probably would be at 45 cents without even noticing it. But she realizes the problem is so big that she had to come up with a 45 cent gas tax to solve the problem. And I think she's not married to the issue. I'm sorry, married to that solution, but she is married to the issue. She's saying, you know what? We need to fix this. I see it. It was part of her campaign promise that she's going to fix these roads. So they're going to have to, I think, and that's why I say I was optimistic to begin with. I'm very optimistic that the legislature understands the extent of the problem. The question is, how do they willingly accept the decision that they're going to have to make to raise revenue to fix these roads? And I will support them with whatever decision they put on that table and whatever they decide to vote on. So as long as it's one that brings in new revenue that has a true impact on bringing more money for us to fix our roads.